The Canadian broadcasting industry has been hit hard by the current economic crisis. Many newsrooms are being downsized and programs canceled. A group called Friends of Canadian Broadcasting, which act as a watchdog on the industry, are calling on Ottawa to step in. I sat down with Friends spokesperson Ian Morrison to discuss this subject further. Now, how concerned is your group about the recent announcement of cuts to Canadian broadcasters?
Well, there have been huge reductions in the private sector in their ability to finance local programming. I'm not sure that's directly a cut. It's just like it's a reduction in their advertising revenues, and therefore local programming is threatened. But this year, the federal government, despite denials, has actually reduced the grant to the CBC by almost 6% in the main estimates tabled in February. And partly as a result of that, and partly because of the recession, the CBC has announced huge cuts, 10% of its workforce effectively being laid off, almost half of them on the French language side and the other half on the English side. How concerned are we? I mean, what it boils down to is that Canadians' top priority, which is local news, news about their own communities, will be less well served in the system. And I think they'll probably end up blaming the federal government.
Now, should CBC, you know, being as it is the public broadcaster in Canada, should it be protected?
Yeah. In many Western democracies, public broadcasters are protected from arbitrary decisions of governments because they derive their income from levies on every user. But the Canadian tradition has been that it's the Minister of Finance who decides each year, and that's makes the CBC more vulnerable. However, the CBC is also accountable for decisions it makes. For example, a couple of years ago, they decided on the English side to almost double the payments they make to the National Hockey League for Hockey Night in Canada. And my analysis is that that contributes strongly to the predicament that they're now in.
So this has sort of become a political issue with the federal government and the CBC?
The current Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, is... We track him carefully. It's part of our job, a watchdog thing. Just about everything the guy has ever said about broadcasting is up on our friends.ca website. So I think I can say, without much lack of confidence, that he is not a fan of public broadcasting. He's the kind of person with a neocon perspective that anything that the public sector can do, the private sector can do better. That's where he's coming from, but he's bumping into something fairly powerful, which is that the CBC is a popular institution with Canadians. I don't mean the suits who run it, you know, the president or the past president or someone like that. I'm talking about the creative people who actually make programming. Canadians like the institution, and so Harper hasn't been able to fulfill his wish to weaken it, and perhaps he may be hiding behind the recession to do something for him that he didn't want to do proactively.
Now, with all these cuts that are taking place or in the midst of taking place, do you see this posing a threat to Canadian culture?
Yeah, Canada is a far-flung country. I mean, compared to our immediate neighbor, we're, 9 or 10% of the population, two official languages. On the English, we're using the English language at the moment. You're broadcasting in English. 26, 27 million Canadians speak that language. They're in six time zones. The majority don't live in big cities like Vancouver or Montreal or Toronto. And it's those people who are going to feel the cuts, because it's the small and medium-sized communities that have the least powerful broadcasting infrastructure.
So it will be local programming in the smaller markets that will be hit hardest?
Yeah, it's always cheaper in radio or television to send programming out from some central point to a large hinterland than it is to program locally. In fact, it's even cheaper in the television example to take programming from Hollywood and send it all across the country. So it costs money because of dedicated, skilled humans like you who have to be working in cities like Chicoutimi or Regina in order for those communities to have that kind of local programming. And humans cost money, thank God.
Now, what's the situation faced by the Canadian broadcasting industry in the next year or two?
Well, dividing that into pieces, for television, there is, to my mind, an apparent solution to the financial crisis, and that is for the CRTC to grant the over-the-air TV broadcasters, which would include, on the English side, CTV, Global, the CBC, on the French side, TVA, Quatre Saisons, and others, to grant them a fee for carriage, which means that the cable and satellite companies would have to pay them the same way they pay the specialty channels to carry them. That would generate quite a bit of money. We have proposed that the cable satellite companies should pay that themselves rather than pass it on to their consumers, unless their profits drop beneath 15%. Currently, their profits for, say, Videoton, Rogers, Shaw are up in the 30% range per annum. That would make a substantial difference. Now, on the radio side, CBC Radio is unique. It's the only Canada-wide network. And the same thing I could say for Radio Canada. And the CBC Radio is suffering for some of the mistakes of CBC Television and for the downturn in the advertising market. That's unfortunate because CBC Radio, love it or hate it, is a real winner. In about six of the seven largest markets in the country, it's a market leader. People like it. It's an oasis from commercial activity. And it really deals with what the Broadcasting Act talks about when it says inform, enlighten, and entertain. So I don't think Canadians are going to forgive a federal government for allowing the weakening of CBC Radio.
And they have announced that there are many programs that are going to be just outright canceled.
Yeah, and that's sad. But in addition to that, there will be less resource available at the local level. They say they're keeping stations open, but that's semantics. Thompson, Manitoba is not a station, it's a bureau, so they're canceling it, you know. So the smaller places are going to suffer, and that's unfortunate. Newfoundland, for example, depends on the CBC a lot more than, say, Ontario or British Columbia does. It's in a way, the CBC is a Newfoundland Broadcasting Corporation, and many, many services are being cut there. The chair of my board is the Dean of Grad Studies at Memorial University and a McGill grad, Noreen Goffman. She used the word, we're devastated by what's happening here.
And what do the Friends of Canadian Broadcasting hope to accomplish?
To raise the visibility of the issue, to get people who care to talk to their elected representatives, to make the issue more in contention in Parliament, we're inviting the party leaders, by the way, to come onto our website to engage in an electronic town hall kind of discussion with the population. We have a whole lot of techniques, although I'm reluctant to talk about all of them because a wise person once said to me, strategy is something you do, not something you say. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Take care.
That was Ian Morrison, spokesperson for the Friends of Canadian Broadcasting. And I'm Adam Bema in Montreal.